This is Casey Currents. I'm Alex Smith.
And I'm Susan Wilson. Casey Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We take you to neighborhoods around the region using voices, stories, and sound.
This hour, we're listening to some of our best and favorite stories from the year. We'll start the hour with a piece by our intern, Zach Lewandowski. He's been doing great work with us since late spring.
The holiday season is a time which brings joy to many. For business owners, that joy comes from peaks in profits. People are buying things, but they are also taking them. Theft crimes significantly increase around the holidays, and as Zach found out, business owners have been bracing for a time when profits could walk right out the door.
Have you ever been a victim of theft? Maybe you had your cell phone or wallet stolen. It wasn't the end of the world, but it certainly made your life harder. Theft crimes like these are often referred to as petty crimes. We may only have to deal with it a few times in our lives, but for business owners, the situation is much more common. Muhammad Hakim owns Broadway Cellular, a cell phone store in Westport. For Muhammad, the sound of jingle bells and Santa's reindeer usually mean another sound. But it can also mean this.
In 5 years, a lot of break-in happened, especially in this area at night. Always after 6 o'clock, it get really kind of scary.
Muhammad's store is relatively small in space, but packed with electronics from wall to wall. These high-dollar items combined with the location of his store put Muhammad's business at risk for theft. Muhammad says that in his 5 years of business, he's pretty much seen it all when it comes to what thieves will try.
Yeah, the worst one when somebody back up with his... He cannot break the window, so he back up with his fan inside the window just to get a place to get in. The damage was costing more than whatever he steal.
That theft caused $3,500 worth of damage alone and forced him to close his shop for 2 weeks. After these thefts occur, Muhammad says he usually calls police, but according to him, that doesn't always solve the problem.
The minute you call the police, it will come. It will help. But the sad part is, like, you will see those people in the street again.
I spoke with Sergeant Mike Foster, who heads the Central Property Crimes Unit of the Kansas City Police Department. When a victim reports a theft to police, a detective then investigates the incident to try and build a case for prosecution. Foster says that often what slows a case down is a lack of follow-through by the victim.
You know, people move on, and by the time 6 months later comes around, we'll call them up and say, hey, listen, we've solved your case. I know it's been a while, but we need you to come down and give a statement. Well, you know, I don't really want to be involved anymore.
Foster says it can be frustrating to close a case without charging someone. But he also points out that just because someone is charged doesn't mean they'll be spending a lot of time behind bars.
The court system tries to rehabilitate these people, especially property crimes individuals. You know, they send them to drug rehab. They send them to, and that's what we try to explain to them, is it's not like he's going to prison for a year. He's going to get help. They'll offer him help. If he doesn't follow through with the help, he violates his probation, and then he can go to jail.
The holiday season is a time when police see an increase in crimes across the board, and thieves can get pretty inventive when it comes to stealing.
You know, typically on Christmas time, you have a lot of boosters that might run into a store and grab a handful and bolt out. Or you have the professional boosters where they'll come in with sacks and they'll put the items in the sack and they'll be lined with special outfitting things like aluminum foil or something like that that will not detect as they leave.
These clever methods of thievery make it all the more important for business owners to stay vigilant. At Broadway Cellular, Muhammad has taken it upon himself to beef up security. He installed magnetic locks on the front door. And a button behind the register gives Muhammad the opportunity to lock someone out or even keep someone in.
Sometimes, like, people, I know he's going to steal something or he stole something before and he ran away. He come back to try to do it again, so the minute he get in, I lock the door inside and just call the police.
Muhammad has seemingly gone above and beyond the call of duty. He's got several security cameras around the store. His dog, Gooch, who lurks behind the counter during store hours, was even sent to special training classes to protect him from intruders. He even made the choice to live in the same building as his business, just to better protect it. He says he spent around $5,000 of his own cash for security, but the money spent has been well worth it.
It cost me a lot, but at least it will let me know what happened. Because before that, I just come in the morning and I see the door open and the whole store is just a mess. So at least the camera helped me to know which customer is bad, who stole.
Muhammad's security upgrades allow him to gather more information about potential thieves. You've probably seen signs in stores that say, owners will prosecute for theft. But city prosecutor Lowell Gard says that what makes theft crimes hard to pursue is a lack of solid witnesses.
Well, I think the biggest challenge is getting the witnesses to show up. We have to prove everything beyond a reasonable doubt. That's a big challenge sometimes when we don't have a witness.
The prosecution office categorizes theft under general ordinance crimes. On average, they see over 30,000 general ordinance cases a year. Last December saw more cases than any month so far this year, meaning that December is a popular month for theft. Gard says items like alcohol and expensive electronics are among those most likely to be stolen around the holidays. But trying to predict what people will steal is pretty much impossible.
People steal chickens. They steal groceries. They steal makeup. They steal contraceptives. Anything that will fit into a pocket or purse. Some things that don't fit.
Gard says that people can get impatient with theft crimes because they think it's as simple as catching the thief with the item. But theft crimes still have a process, and innocent until proven guilty means Gard must build a solid case to convict.
We do a lot better job when we have a persistent complaining witness, a person who is willing to take off work or leave the store or send an employee. We need some commitment from the public to make our jobs work too.
Sometimes suspects who are picked up for theft charges can post bond, making it possible for them to be back on the street the same day that they were picked up. Foster says that can be frustrating for store owners, but adds this bit of advice.
Know the people that come in your store. If they've been in there before and they've committed a crime, you know they've committed a crime. File trespass charges on them. They don't have, it's still your business. You don't have to have them come back.
Come by, we'll take care of it.
Back at Broadway Cellular, Muhammad continues to help customers as they walk in. And while Muhammad agrees he shares responsibility in keeping his store safe, he says that his holiday wish list includes more police presence.
If, like, the police walk in here more or drive by here most of the time, it will be really good.
But Muhammad admits that things have gotten better lately, especially with his improved security. And this is probably a good thing, because in 2011, property crimes alone cost the U.S. an estimated $15.6 billion. With the economy what it is, that brings to light that the cost of these petty crimes isn't so petty after all. For KCUR, I'm Zach Lewandowski.